Thanks a lot, Mr. Chairman, and good morning, everybody. Thanks a lot for the panelists for this informative presentations. I have three questions in relation to the presentations that were just delivered. The first one is for Brigadier Patrick Bizon, from the French military. And it's related to the French perception or classification of autonomy. Obviously, in your presentation, you highlighted the fact that in the French perception, autonomy is perceived from the perspective of automation, under the classification you have just highlighted, semi-autonomous and autonomous weapon systems are, at the end of the day, automated systems. So I just need clarification whether you really perceive this classification as I have just heard, or was it a mistranslation? In other words, do you perceive that autonomous functions are, at the end of the day, automated functions? This is my question to you. The second question is more of a general question to all the panelists. And it's related to our perception of the role autonomous weapon system could play on the strategic level, not on the military level. And as far as I heard, not a single speaker addressed this issue. Generally speaking, we could address, or we could say that autonomous weapon systems could be addressed on two levels, the tactical level and the strategic level. So if we have autonomous weapon systems that could be used on the tactical level in the field and achieve operational advantage, could we say that the deployment or the use of such kind of weapons have a more deep impact on the strategic level? Does it change the strategic parity between states if they are used or deployed? If we have, for example, a multi-role bomber or fighter bomber that is used for strategic purpose, could I consider the development of such kind of weapon a game changer that affects the strategic parity between states? I will be glad if I could some sort of clarification from any of the panelists on this issue. The third question, I'm terribly sorry, it's for the colonel from the US Army. I missed your name. Colonel Christopher Corbella, sorry. And in your presentation, one of the key points that you have addressed is the fact that lethal autonomous weapon systems or autonomous weapon systems in general could lead to less collateral damage on the humanitarian level. And I don't know whether this could be perceived per se like this, or it depends more on the operational context and different circumstances. If you have a bias or a malfunction of the software, for example, this will not certainly lead to a less collateral damage. So I will be interested to get a more elaboration on how these systems could lead to less collateral damage. Thank you.